producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can join us toll free. 855-450-FREE allows you to comment on the status of gun rights in America, your right to defend yourself, not just with guns, but swords and knives and blowguns and whatever it is that you feel is appropriate. You should be able to do that. And some states, you can't do much at all in the way of defending yourself. New Hampshire, one of the better states, probably in the top five or six states as far as your gun freedom rights are considered here in New Hampshire. And Vermont and Alaska are better. I think Arizona and Maine are now better as well. I think they've had some reform in recent years in those two states that have allowed for what is called constitutional carry, meaning that you don't have to ask government permission to conceal carry a gun. New Hampshire doesn't have that, so we're working on getting there, and that's one of the reasons why the Free State Project is such an important idea, is getting liberty-minded folks to converge in one geographic area so we can actually advance liberty in our lifetime instead of struggling to just, you know, keep the status quo, which is what most libertarians do all around the country, and of course they fail miserably because there just aren't enough of them. But some people will say, well, look, you know, you guys want everybody to move to New Hampshire, but it's not the freest state when it comes to gun rights.
It's not
the freest state when it comes to marijuana.
It's not the freest state when it comes to most particular issues. I mean, seatbelts, and it's among them as far as income tax goes and sales tax and a few things like that. But the rankings are in, and it's pretty indisputable that over time New Hampshire comes in. It's been rated by Mercatus Center, the Freedom of the 50 States, as the freest state. And in some cases, it's been beat out by other states. But over time,
recently, it's number four on that list.
Number four recently, but that was during the, you know, a time when there was a lot of spending going on that those politicians have been kicked out. It's some time ago. Regardless, it doesn't really make a difference. I don't want to make excuses. I want to say that New Hampshire has ranked the best over time in that list.
But, Mark, I mean, it does sound like excuses, right? You guys in New Hampshire, you don't have it together. Why shouldn't people who want gun rights just move to Vermont and the people who want to smoke pot move to Colorado?
Absolutely. That's what they should do. If the only freedom you care about is open, you know, concealed carry of your weapon, you should move to some place where you get that sort of freedom. If you care about smoking pot, then you should go somewhere where that's best for you. If you care about human freedom on the aggregate, as it is rated by people who rate these things, as opposed to just your particular wet finger in the air, then New Hampshire, the Free State Project, is the best thing going. There may be some better ideas out there. I mean, I've heard things floated. I'm interested in, speaking of floating, I'm interested in the idea of seasteading. I'm interested in the idea of Liberland, this place that's between Serbia and Croatia, Terra Nullius. I'm interested in Bitcoin. Some people claim that Bitcoin is going to solve the problems of liberty.
That's something that's pretty big in New Hampshire, is Bitcoin. Now, look, in New Hampshire, we're behind the ball on the issue of marijuana. There's no doubt about that. We're pretty darn good on gun rights here, all things considered, compared to the rest of the other 48 contiguous in the 50 states in general. Generally, New Hampshire is the best place to live. There's just a lot fewer things that the government does here than it does in other states. And you've also got the added benefit of the fact that thousands of libertarians and voluntarists and anarchists are moving here. That's something that none of those other states have, and the community that has already been created here because of that is unmatchable. It can't be even come close to in any other place in the world.
The community is really something. You can live and work with people who believe like you do, and there's really there's nothing like that. Yeah, some people will claim that, that's not a great way to spread the ideas of liberty. We should go to the heart of socialism. Don't worry, we got plenty of socialists for you to chit-chat with if that's what you want to do. Just move to Keene, New Hampshire with Ian.
Yeah, exactly. Bernie Sanders is actually pretty popular in New Hampshire, so there's plenty of socialists around.
A lot of people will point to things like that. Bernie Sanders is doing great in New Hampshire, then how in the world can you say that the Free State Project is successful? Well, first off, I don't care who we send to Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
I've stopped caring. If you care about that, well, you know, I don't know. I don't have a good solution for you, but I'm really happy that we're sending the worst politicians in the state out of it.
Guess what? New Hampshire has Democrats, and it has Republicans, too.
Just like your state.
Yeah, and those people are not freedom-friendly people in general, although the New Hampshire Democrats and New Hampshire Republicans are a little different than your typical Democrats and Republicans. I would say that on the aggregate, they are more freedom-friendly. Like, New Hampshire Democrats tend to be gun owners in a lot of cases. They, like, respect gun rights. New Hampshire Republicans voted for gay marriage. So, you know, you can't really pigeonhole the traditional left-right paradigm here in the same way that you can elsewhere. And the other thing that's worth pointing out is there are more libertarian activists here, I think, than there are Republican activists, and then there are Democrat activists.
That's what that has been said. But one thing that's important to note is this is called the Free State Project.
That's right.
This is not called the Free State Project. That's it.
Yeah.
Or the Free State Solution, or the Free State Completed. It's called the Free State Project.
That's
if
right.
You think that you want, if I need to provide you with a free place, then frankly, I don't think you deserve liberty in the sense that you're not willing to
you're
work
lazy.
For it.
Yeah, you're not willing to do anything.
I'm supposed to care about your liberty? No! You got to get here and work with other people.
And there is work to be done. But we've got a better starting point than most. Let's go to Richard. He's in Arizona listening to K-Talks. Hey, Richard.
Hi, how are you doing? Everything
great, go ahead.
Interesting. You had a conversation earlier when you guys were talking about some religious things. And I heard a different talk show earlier today that was complaining about a school back east that was shutting the school down on a regular basis because of a Muslim holiday. And there was a lot of people that were very angry about that. And then they had interviewed one of the Muslim people. And they were saying that based on the way that they're allowing people to come across the border, that they think that they're going to be able to start creating a situation where we have to adhere to a Sharia law and all kinds of weird stuff. And I was just wondering, what's your take on that? Because if the police officer can take an American kid off the street and give him a ticket because he doesn't like his bumper sticker, why don't they do something about people that advocate that kind of activity?
Well, I don't think I'm not concerned with Sharia law in any way, shape, or form. The idea that you're going to take, first off, Sharia law isn't Muslim. It's not Islamic. People will conflate these two. Sharia law is the form of law that they have in the area where Islam is prevalent, but Sharia law is no more Muslim than our judicial system is Christian, if you know what I mean. Ian, you've read the Quran
that's
from
not
back
my understanding.
That's my understanding from speaking to Muslims all over the place. But let's forget that for a second.
Okay.
If people wish to adhere to Sharia law in the United States and they wish to make contracts in Sharia law, I think they should be able to do that. But the likelihood that you're going to somehow dismantle the U.S.'s judicial system, this entrenched judicial system, in order to institute some law from someplace else, it doesn't seem likely to me. If somebody thinks that that's going to happen, they're in for a long, slow haul getting that done.
Now, I'll correct you here in a moment on Sharia law, Mark, but Richard, you were saying you thought someone should do something about people who want to follow Sharia law, is that right?
Well, not necessarily. I was just thinking that in terms of them being able to, we're talking about freedom all the time, and they have the freedom to advocate overthrowing our government and our country, and we don't have any way to retaliate I guess we do, but nobody does. Why doesn't somebody argue with these people, tell them to cut that stuff out?
Well, I don't think that it's really hard to comment on these issues, because most of the people who are listening or who have heard a thing or two about Sharia law really don't know anything about it. We had Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty on the show in the past a number of times, and he has explained, if I'm recalling correctly, I've got a Wikipedia piece here in front of me, but Will pointed out the Sharia law covers things like, you know, how you wash your feet in preparation for prayer. I mean, this is like, there are a lot of different areas of Sharia law, and the idea that Muslims want to impose that upon people who are not Muslims is unbelievable to me. It's not anything that any Muslim has ever said to me that they want to see happen, but I'll bring Richard back here, and we can continue the discussion, because I think it's an important one. 855-450-FREE, this is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Join us on the radio at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. It's Skype username LRN.FM. Tonight in studio, it's me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And we're going to continue here with your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Richard, still with us, listening in Arizona to KTOX. Richard, you expressed some concern about Sharia law and people wanting to implement that here in the United States.
Yeah,
it
looks like I was completely wrong about Sharia law and not being part of Islam. You know, I'm looking this up. This is what was told to me by a Muslim, but I guess I'm just wrong.
I think he's just misremembering it.
That's possible, too.
I can't imagine a Muslim would have told you that Sharia law is not part of Islam.
Okay.
But what we have been told about Sharia law is that it covers a lot of stuff. Like, you know, this is their... It's their system for their religion. I've never once heard a Muslim tell me that, you know, and we've talked to them about this issue. You know, we've talked to the guys from Muslims for Liberty, for instance, Dobby Barker and Will Coley. And this is just a private religious system. It's not something that that really would make any sense to apply to people who don't follow their religion.
It does deal with sort of contract law to some extent, though. So, I mean, if two people want to make an agreement, say, under Sharia law, they should be able to make a contract in any way they want, right?
It does cover contracts, so no, it would depend on what the Sharia says about that, I think. Richard, go ahead with your thoughts.
The reason that I was concerned is because they were successful in having an American school shut down on a regular basis to celebrate a Muslim holiday for some guy named Atta, and all the kids in the entire school stay home for that particular day.
Now, which school was this?
I don't remember the name, but it's back east someplace where you guys are.
Okay. And when did you hear the story?
I had a big argument. Pardon me?
When did you hear the story?
Today.
You heard the story today. Where did you hear the story?
Matter of fact, I think you can... I can't remember. It might have been on Glenn Beck, because he was the one that was saying that the Sharia law was a big concern, because one of the things that Sharia law dictates is that if a woman goes out of the house by herself, they can throw rocks at her until she's dead. And that doesn't make sense. Who the hell are these people?
Obviously, that isn't going to... It just seems pretty unlikely that a group of people that present, you know, that they're less than 1% of the population, that they're not going to... That they're going to get away with something like this. What you're probably going to see over time is, as long as... The problem in Europe... Right, is that they're oftentimes giving these people some kind of welfare programs, enough to keep their family sort of afloat so that the lady doesn't have to work. Well, if you don't get these social welfare programs, everybody's got to go to work. When everybody goes to work, they tend to assimilate more. When the family assimilates, then the next generation, the girls are wearing jeans and the boys are, you know, hanging out at school or whatever. And by the third generation, they can't even speak their home language anymore. That's what's true. That's what's been true for immigrants up to this point, and likely that'll be the case here, too.
I'd be real careful believing what you hear on talk radio in any case about Sharia law. There's a lot of people out there who really don't know what they're talking about. I did put a request out to the guys from Muslims for Liberty to have one of them call in about this, and hopefully we'll be able to hear from them tonight so they can clarify it. And I'm not going to go out on a limb and say that Sharia law is like some sort of humane system. I mean, any system of law tends to be inhumane in plenty of different ways. The American system of law is incredibly inhumane, and it imprisons, you know, a countless number of innocent people who've never harmed anybody else. So I'm not saying one system is necessarily better than the other, but Richard, in regards to your claim about the school, I did Google that one real quick, and I don't see any evidence for what you're saying here. There's a school in New Jersey which refused to shut down their school for an Islamic holiday.
Eid al-Adha. That's the name of the holiday here.
Yeah.
And dozens of Muslims crowded a school board meeting last Thursday, with many reportedly bussed in by CARE, which is some Muslim organization.
Now, I'd like to point out that I don't think they should shut down for any of the religious holidays out there.
I don't think
all.
They do.
Christmas?
No, that's winter holiday now. They don't call it Christmas anymore.
Okay, well, whatever.
It's not Christmas break. It's certainly traditionally Christmas, but, you know, nonetheless, that's what the idea is. I don't think they should have summer break either. The idea that you let kids go from school for 2.5 to 3 months, they forget everything. The teachers spend all this time, catching back up.
And also, Richard, I think the other thing that's important to point out here is Muslims are a minority in the United States. They're not even close to being able to take over the government system.
They couldn't get this school to shut down one day. And by the way, they didn't have enough warning either. They were just like, hey, there's a day coming up soon. You should shut down for it.
So I don't think you really have anything to worry about here at all. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's fine.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
There's always going to be growing pains when any population begins to mix. I'm familiar. I remember the Benjamin Franklin quote where he's, and I don't remember the quote specifically, but he's complaining about the Amish. Now, these are the people that have least...
Oh, those Amish.
They have least assimilated of any of the population, right? Like, the Amish have least assimilated. You can say these people...
God bless them. I love them for that.
No, it doesn't matter to me one way or the other.
I don't agree with their religious viewpoint necessarily, but I like that they are steadfast.
They certainly stick to what they say. But he was complaining about them at that time, that they weren't, fitting in or whatever. And somehow or another, we made it past the big Amish threat. And the nation continues going. And, you heard about it from the Italians, you heard about it from the Jews, and you heard about it from the Israelites, or not the Israelites, who's the Irish. Every time some new wave of immigrant comes in, it's a big problem while people assimilate to this new way of doing things, and then turns out there's more about them that we like than things that we don't like, and then, we just keep going. Yeah, people think that that Muslims are different, or that Mexicans or South Americans are different, and they're not. They're just the immigrant of this time, and this is the growing pains that every nation that has allowed people to assimilate has always dealt with.
I have studied with Muslims. I've read the Quran myself when I was in jail. One of the guys in there was a Muslim, and he and I did some studying together. And
did you convert to Islam in prison? Because that'd be an awesome story. Like that happens all the time.
No, I didn't. But there are certainly reasons why people do that.
Can you like just come up with a Muslim name instead? Just change your name to something Muslimy. That would be fun.
I don't know how you would do that.
You don't know how you do that? You changed your name to something to Ian B. Freeman.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know how you would change your name to something Muslimy. I'm not sure exactly what
that happens.
That means
you don't know what that means. Cassius Clay changed his name to Muhammad Ali. You don't know what I mean?
Well, I guess I could use the name Muhammad or something like that, but I don't know.
Heard of these people?
I don't know I don't even know how to describe it. I'm not an English or Arabic expert, so I don't know how you describe the AL hyphen, the prefixes or suffixes, the Islamic suffix. I don't know anything about that, Mark. So, I know more about the Islamic religion than probably the average white guy in the United States.
Westerner.
Yeah. But I still am no expert. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe you are an actual Muslim and you'd like to clarify Sharia law for us. This is Free Talk Live.
Okay, open your mouth and say ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with the medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Speaking of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, you were talking about Muslim names, Mark, earlier, picking a new name for oneself. He's got a few comments about Sharia law and the common misconceptions in, at least in America, among right-wing talk show hosts and their listeners about Sharia law. I'm sure left-wing talk show hosts and their listeners are probably as ignorant. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It doesn't matter what your religion is, so long as you can take delivery from Amazon wherever you are in the world. If you can order Amazon to your location, if they can deliver to where you live, you qualify to go to saveitpurse.com and save 20%, maybe even more, on your purchases at Amazon. The catch is, you got to use Bitcoin. If you don't have Bitcoin, you can't get these deep discounts. Bitcoin is a decentralized currency created by the internet, basically. It wasn't created by any government or any bank. Bitcoin's amazing. You can learn more about Bitcoin at bitcoin.com. And you don't need Bitcoin to go to saveitfirst.com to learn about it or to open an account. But you will need Bitcoin if you actually do want to save 20% or more on Amazon. I do it all the time. I've got two orders in right now that I'm waiting to receive. You do have to have some patience if you want to save 20% or more. You place an order for 20% off your products at Amazon, it might take a couple hours to fulfill that order. If you place it at, let's say, 40% off, you may be waiting a few days before somebody purchases it. And there's no guarantee that someone's going to purchase it at 40% off. But the average discount in the United States is 20% off. So if you go for 20% off, it's almost a guarantee that it's going to sell. It's awesome. And it works really well. You get the stuff you want from Amazon at huge, deep discounts when you start at saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. As we continue here, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar interviewed on the Fox News Channel discussing comments by a Dr. Ben Carson, who I understand is one of the presidential candidates.
Yeah, a recent poll came out. He was tied with Trump.
Where he said, did you hear, by the way, that Trump wants universal health care?
Yeah, I knew that already. That was something that he'd come out with previously.
I just saw the headline on it today.
I just think it's interesting that Republicans, who are regularly called racists by the Democrats, have their, you know, their front runner at this point. If he's tied, if they're tied, right? Like one of them's they're both front runners. Their front runner is black, and this happened previously with Herman Cain too. I just think it's interesting that the Democrats are always tossing out the race card against the Republicans on this, and, you know, clearly it's not entirely true.
So apparently this Ben Carson said something about he doesn't think a Muslim should be president with, he said this in an interview with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Abdul-Jabbar said Sharia law does not condone rape or murder, and then Fox News Channel host Maria Baritromo said, quote, "We know that Sharia law means killing homosexuals. Women are subservient to men. Tell me about Sharia law," unquote. And Kareem said, Islam does not okay the things that you just mentioned, killing people, rape, all of these things that have been associated now with Sharia law. That's crazy. None of the people that have that criticism of Sharia law have checked out the law because it's not even for non-Muslims. Sharia law is for ruling an Islamic state. So Sharia law could never apply here in America, because America is a very diverse place. They got it all wrong. They don't know what the law states, actually. They want to distort it to make Muslims the villain." Unquote. I'd say he nailed it. That's absolutely what's going on here. These poor Muslims are being painted with an incredibly negative brush by people in the mainstream media, by these talk show hosts, by these presidential candidates. And that's because they want to have a boogeyman out there. They want to have something that's scary out there for people because the government needs to have something that they can protect you from, ostensibly. Right. And the Muslims are the new threat, supposedly.
If there isn't somebody on the other side, then they can't be on your side. Right. They find a small percentage of the population in this case. They Muslims, less than 1%, illegal aliens, less than 1%. And they make them look all bad and then have you, hey, look at all the threats that these people are to you and your way of life. And not so much. I don't think I haven't felt threatened.
No, the Muslims have fed me. They've helped me. I appreciate the things that my Muslim friends have done. And they've always been peaceful, and they've always advocated for peace. And
the government, on the other hand, demands that you give them something like a third to, well, depending on your situation, a third to two-thirds of your money, and then regulates be able to do business for yourself. The government is a gigantic threat to you. And these folks from other countries or whatever, they're not.
Exactly. Let's talk to Judge Rudy, calling from Concord, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Judge Rudy.
If Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was telling the absolute truth, he would say...
Is he a big fat liar?
Sharia law. If I may continue, Sharia law means what it means, depending on where you live. There are places where what Dr. Ben Carson was alluding to, the Stone Age Romeos rule the world, and Sharia law is pretty, again. But anyway, I'm relieved, by the way, Ian, for the free citizens of Keene are safe from your nicest activist tool, being a completely innocent, unintended target of one of your flaming freedoms lover, Derek Horton's gun. If he was a gun toter in your town, I think there's more of a chance he'd hit an innocent person, anybody who was trying to defend himself.
You must be not paying close attention to what we said. Derek J. has not been prohibited from having a gun. He's just not allowed to conceal carry it.
The point carries for both concealed and unconcealed weapons. The little what he is, I think there's more of a much bigger chance that somebody that's completely innocent would be shot by him than somebody that he was wanting to hurt in defense of himself, because he's not.
What do you base the idea that Derek J. Freeman, who is a peaceful individual?
Anyway, Matt, nothing against.
We're having a conversation, right?
Nothing against Derek Horton, by the way. What do I?
Well, apparently, you do. You think he's going to shoot innocent people? Why?
Because I think he'll make like Fredo, like I've said before, when he gets out of that car to defend his dad, and he'll drop the gun rather than shooting the guys that are shooting his dad. But that's just an allusion to the greatest.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Thanks for the call tonight. And don't lie about your name to get on the air here. You can give your real name. I'm not saying you have to, but that guy that called, his name is James in Arizona. He's not in Concord, New Hampshire, and his name is certainly not Judge Rudy. And I don't care if you use a fake name to get on the air, but if we know who you are, it's not there's no point in lying about it. It's not like we're not going to take your phone call.
I've kept him off the air in the past, that's probably what he's trying to do, is to avoid being kept off the air.
You're not in charge of the show tonight.
No, I'm not behind the
I will thing. Take anyone's call. This is Free Talk Live, and I don't think you should be keeping people off the air, Mark. I disagree with that, and you shouldn't be doing that on Free Talk Live.
I find his threatening me and my family on a relatively regular basis to be disturbing.
Well, he kind of beats around the bush. He doesn't usually.
I've got a whole page, things James Winnikind says. You can go there and see exactly how much he beats around the bush.
Yeah, I personally don't feel like he actually comes right out and threatens people.
He has done
people.
It a few times.
He has? Okay.
You're going to regret. That's not a threat?
That's not a threat. That's just saying you're going to regret something.
Yeah. I'm going to wipe that smile off your face.
You can do that with
words. I'm going to come there and make you regret.
Well, you could do that with words or with actions that don't
actually
harm.
How is he going to make me regret that by coming here?
Well, obviously he can't control whether you regret things or not. That's
no,
up
he
to
can't.
You to decide. So the toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can absolutely bring up anything that you want to discuss here, whether it's Sharia law or something else completely different. You know, I wanted to talk about the Venezuela story, but we'll have to do that another night. It's a little bit detailed. It's about Nicolas Maduro and the Daily Beast asking, has he gone insane? But let's go to Skype, where Justin Biebs is on the line. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello? Going once. Going twice. He hung up.
Just after you tell, you say that people can't use a fake name on the air, whatever, you tell him not to lie about his name, then Justin Biebs calls in, right?
Yeah, Justin was trying to call in earlier. Toll free number is 855.
Obviously, it's not Justin Biebs.
450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, like I said, we don't require that you use a real name to call the show. But we do require that you actually talk when we put you on the air. Otherwise, you're going to get banned. It's Free Talk Live, and I think that guy's actually tried to call in a different name before. Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here toll-free, 855-453. In the remaining moments, we have enough time for you at 855-450-3733. Also, Skype in to the show, username lrn.fm, with you in studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us at Keenvention. Coming up here in about four and a half weeks, something like that. It's the end of October, October 30th through November 1st. That's right, it's Halloween weekend. A great opportunity to come up to New Hampshire and check out this place with these wonderful people that we talk about so frequently here on Free Talk Live, the Free State Project. Check it out during the fall. There are no official Free State Project events during the fall, so we created one that is an unofficial event. It is not put on by the Free State Project. It is put on by me and the Shire Free Church and freekeen.com and Mark Warden, who's helping out with sponsorship this year as he has the last 2 years. So the Porcupine Realtor is on board as well, or the Porcupine Real Estate Agent, I should say. And there will be dozens of liberty activists from across the Shire who are going to be speaking at this event. There'll be about 11 panels that will be up there on the stage. There'll be three keynote speakers, including the illegal Uber driver.
Oh, good.
This is our newest announcement. I haven't actually made the announcement yet anywhere but Free Talk Live. It's coming to Keenvention.info soon. I just wanted to get a few more of the panels out there first. Christopher David, the Uber driver who has come out and has announced publicly that he is engaging in civil disobedience, that he is picking up people as an Uber driver in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, where it is not legal to do that. He is violating the law and facing fines of up to $1,000 a day in order to take someone from point A to point B. on a consensual basis. I think this guy's a hero, and he absolutely deserves to be a keynote speaker at Keenvention. Also, our very own Daryl W. Perry is going to be keynote speaking, as well as Chris Reitman, both of whom are hosts here on Free Talk Live. So it's kind of like a Free Talk Live convention in some ways, in that a lot of our co-hosts end up on stage during the event.
They're movers,
as are we. Black Sheep Rising, our friend Conan, is going to be doing his show there live at Keenvention, so that's going to be a first. Because, Mark, you and I, we don't bring Free Talk Live to Keenvention because we're already in town, and like, why bother moving all the equipment across town just to do a show from a hotel? But they're actually going to be doing Black Sheep Rising, which is a TV show, in the Keenvention Hall during one of the lunches this year. So that's
right.
Cool. So lots of stuff happening. You can go to keenvention.info. You can get your tickets for $60 or Bitcoin. It's October 30th through November 1st, and it's a great excuse to come up and meet some of the activists you hear so much about here on Free Talk Live and over at lrn.fm. It's a great opportunity to do that, explore the area, maybe get out, do some social events like the Bonfire or Hallowkeen's Costume Dance Party, and more. Go and learn more about the event at keenvention.info. You know, there's a piece over at the Advocates for Self-Government that I thought was a good one from their Liberator Online about activism. And I'm an activist. And if you care about the world around you, then you should be an activist too, especially if you love liberty. If you love the state, then just go ahead and keep watching TV and stay very distracted. But if you love liberty, then you really ought to do some real-life activism. I'm not talking about Facebook. And that's what Brett Bittner, who's the new head of the Advocates for Self-Government, is talking about here. He's the new president over there. He writes in his article headlining the recent, they've got a weekly newsletter that goes out called the Liberator Online, called Slacktivism. You can do more. He says, I've worn ribbons. I've liked, shared, favorited, retweeted, and pinned things on social media. I've sported a sticker on my laptop. But did any of that really accomplish anything? When looking at the direct effect of those activities, there was no measurable impact. So why bother with what I call slacktivism? He says he'll answer that shortly. But where is there a measurable impact? And he gives them suggestions for things that you could get involved in wherever you are. You don't have to be in New Hampshire to be an activist. You can do it anywhere. Tabling and outreach booth. And this is what I kind of cut my teeth on doing activism.
You sure did.
Setting up a table at an existing event and meeting new people is a great way to find new people for your group, your issue, or your philosophy.
Do you think it's worth the cost? Because in a lot of times, it's hundreds of dollars to get a booth at many of these events. And Ian, I know that you essentially funded this for the Libertarian Party of Sarasota.
I did.
Where you got a lot of it. And in many cases, I don't know what your results are. You essentially got two activists that I know about involved, and one of which has moved to the Free State Project and then kind of moved away, and another that is still quite involved. So, you know, I mean, it seems like...
Well, I reached thousands of people with the ideas of freedom.
You did? With what, though? Okay. And with the ideas of freedom? Okay.
Yeah. That's worth something to me.
It's worth something.
You know, how else are you going to do it? How else is the average person going to reach people? Obviously, we have a radio show, so
they can donate to the Amplifier program and probably use their $500 per year in booth money more effectively.
Yeah, I mean, that's a nice idea, Mark, but it's not going to grow their local group. It's not going to getting on Free Talk Live.
How many people did you get on to grow your local group with these tabling events you had? How many people went to your events in the sum total of all the tabling events?
That wasn't the goal of the outreach. The
okay,
goal of the outreach.
That's what it was for this other.
What now?
Well, you'd said that how else are they going to grow their local group?
Yeah, that was their goal.
It wasn't effective when you did it.
That wasn't my goal.
It wasn't your goal? I mean,
no.
you're paying for a booth for the Libertarian Party of Sarasota, and your goal isn't to get people to go to the Libertarian Party of Sarasota. I recall you had actually ballot registration things there, too, trying to get people to register.
That's
Libertarian.
Right. Sure. We did that.
Okay.
But the goal was to, you know, introduce people to the ideas of liberty. Now, it would be nice if some people showed up for a meeting, but I'm not unrealistic. I know how boring political meetings are. People don't want to go to that crap. So
it's boring.
I can't blame them for that. But, yeah, I mean, as far as reaching out to people in your local area, then there's nothing as effective as getting out in front of them. And you can post all the crap you want on Facebook. Nobody cares about that stuff. It's ephemeral. It scrolls past your newsfeed. Whew. and then it's gone, and you never see it again.
I think that it shows support. It's like a yard sign for a politician. So if a politician is getting a lot of, if one politician is getting a lot of play on Facebook, then that can be meaningful to people. They can feel like they have support.
Who cares?
Okay.
Facebook is, it's just, I'm so sick of Facebook. I wish I didn't have to spend time on it, but I feel like I'm obligated to because business and because that's where people are. But ultimately, I think Facebook is counterproductive for activism. I don't think it actually creates more activism than it kills. I think it kills more activism than it sparks.
Okay.
But going on here, as Brett Bittner points out on his article, setting up a table at an existing event is a great way to find new people for your group, issue, or philosophy. When you're in college, there's always an opportunity to table. Once you're out, however, it gets pricier and a bit more difficult, but it can be done. Gun shows, book fairs, holiday festivals, and town celebrations are a prime opportunity to reach out to the local community for the post-college readers.
I also think that, when you're talking about college and high school and these sorts of things, they intend to get you involved in communities. So for the libertarian types to have their own communities to get people involved, it's a good idea rather than sort of fitting, taking your, having your round peg square pounded into their square hole. Go ahead and do your own thing there.
And just because you're doing an outreach booth doesn't mean you can't outreach in other ways. So, for instance, the local college here has some stupid rules about what you have to do an outreach booth. Or you can set up a table as a non-college student, but you have to follow the same dumb rules that the college students have to follow, which includes you can't speak outside of the table, basically. Like, okay, if you were walking by as a college student, Mark, and I was sitting at a table, I couldn't say, hey, come on over, let's talk about this. Whatever the issue might happen to be.
Yeah.
That is forbidden. So I don't jump through their hoops. I'll just show up on the college campus with a stack of flyers and hand them out in 10 minutes and leave. Because to me, that's more effective than sitting quietly behind a table and not being able to talk to people. So going door to door, he says, while it sounds like a strictly candidate or party politics activity, can be something that gets noticed by your neighbors. If you're active in your community or highly visible, this kind of activism can lead to growth as you ask those around you to join your efforts. And then he goes on to talk about contributions. And of course, you mentioned that, Mark. Contributing to the Free Talk Live AMP program is certainly something that you can do, and that'll have a tangible effect. Oh, there's someone there. Apparently it's Brian who is making silly noises into his microphone.
Oh, I was just seeing if I was going to come on before the end of the show. My apologies, guys. Mark, I just had a quick question for you. I wanted to open up a big topic, but I wanted to ask you, since you raised pigs, did you say that the humans, I heard this from Nathan from Texas, that you think that the evidence that we are carnivores is because we have canine teeth?
I think canine teeth is pretty good evidence that we're carnivores, sure. I mean, isn't that the purpose of them, to hold prey?
That's what I dispute. I don't think that these canine teeth that we have are designed for tearing through flesh, because I'm not sure if you tried using them, but you can't really go through fist scales, never mind hard skin of a big cow.
I wish we had more time for it, Brian.
It's not to go through, it's to hold.
But we're out of it for now. But if you want to re-initiate this discussion, tomorrow night will be a fine time for it at the beginning of the show.
They're not the
in
best
the meantime,
canines.
FreeTalkLive.com.
Development.net is a global leader in website creation, app development, and online marketing, catering to businesses of all sizes. There's really no job too big or too small for BlakeDevelopment.net. Do you have an idea for a killer app, but you don't know how to code it? Are you missing out on online sales? Or maybe your business needs help with social media? Websites start at just $200, and they're offering 3 years of free domain registry. Yes, they take Bitcoin. 844-SITE-123. BlakeDevelopment.net, 844-SITE-123.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now, here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.